The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Samach Aleph. Gemara here in the Dorum on Taf Samach Aleph brings a machloikis between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbon. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtem eschnas ha-chamishim shono, that the mitzvah to be mikadesh, the 50th year of the Yovel cycle, which is the Yovel year. So the Gemara says, Shnas Chamishim Atomoyna. V'i Atomoyna Shnas Chamishim V'achas. V'kan Omru, from here they said, Yovel Einoi Oyle L'min Shavua. The sheet of the Chacham is that there are seven cycles of 7 years each, which are 49 years. Yovel is the 50th year, does not belong to any cycle. So at the year 49th year is Shemitah, the last Shemitah, and this is the last cycle of Shemitahs. After that, the 50th year is Yovel. And the year after that is the beginning of a new cycle. And such, the year number 51 is year number 1 of the new cycle. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yovel Oile Lamin Shavua. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yovel year, which is year number 50, that year itself is considered the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So as such, the 49th year is Shemitah, the 50th year is Yovel, but the next year is already year number 2 of the next Shemitah cycle. There's the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. The is machloikis Rishonim. How do we paskin Halach? La Halacha, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. How do we paskin? So Tosis in Rosh Hashanah and the Testament Aleph says that we pass in the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosis proves it, the Gemara makes a cheshbon, it comes out according to the cheshbon, the halacha should be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, says Tosis, so if you want to figure out, we want to discover what year is Shemitah, we want to discover our Shemitah cycle, so we go to, figure out what was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. The Gemara says, in Erechin and Dafid Beis, that after they came, Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, there was 7 years, and when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, 7 years they divided up the land, and then they started the Shemitah cycle. So from that year we start counting, and every 7 years is a Shemitah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes in order that every 7 years is a Shemitah, and you don't have to add an extra year for the Yovels, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shemitah cycle doesn't stop for Yovel. And in fact, every 7 years is Yovel, and it starts and then, and it goes all the way until today. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, paskins like the Chachamim. Says that this, what does that mean to say? That according to the Chachamim, instead of having a 49-year cycle, we have a 50-year cycle. So we'll start the Shemitah cycles, the Yovel cycles, from the same exact year from which it starts according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, instead of starting a new Shemitah cycle, on the year, that year number 50 will be the new year of the Shemitah cycle. According to the Chachamim, the 50th year is Yovel, and therefore the year after that, year number 51, is the beginning of the Shemitah cycle, the beginning of the new cycle of Shemitahs and the new cycle of Yovels. Now, Bisman is there. The halacha is that the halachas of Shemitah are Nayeg Bisman is there, but the halachas of Yovel are not. And the Gemara says, the Pesukim explain, that Yovel requires that Rav of the Bnei Yisrael should be living in Eretz Yisrael, and so long as you don't have Rav of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, the halachas of Yovel do not apply. So therefore, the mitzvahs that apply to Yovel do not apply, b'zman hazeh. However, the halachas of Shemitah do apply. Once Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, and so long as the Kedusha remains on Eretz Yisrael, we pass in that there is Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, even Zan is there. Therefore, the halachas of Shemitah remains. That remains that every 7 years will be a Shemitah cycle. However, even if I hold that there is no Kedusha of Yovel today, however, there still should be a Yovel year. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yovel year will be the first year of the new cycle, which doesn't make a difference because the halachas of Yovel do not apply. However, according to the Chachamim, that there is a extra year that's not part of the cycle, which is the Yovel year, even though Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have a Beis Hamikdash and Klal Yisrael don't live in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have Roiv of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, therefore there won't be any halachas or kiddush of Yovel during the 50th year, year number 50. However, the year number 50 will not be considered the first year of the next cycle. So in fact, it comes out that depending on who we pass like, if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Shita of Tosis, who we pass like the Chacham, or the Shita, like the Shita of the Rambam, will make a big nafkemino as to figuring out what year is considered Shemitah. In fact, the Marobach has a long tshuva at the end of his tshuva sefer, his sefer tshuvas Marobach. Marobach was the Rav of Yerushalayim, and he was very busy trying to figure out which year it was considered Shemitah. In fact, over there in Eretz Yisrael, they had a certain Messiah, which year to keep as Shemitah. But the Marabach points out that since there is the Machloikis, how we paskin is the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, so therefore there will be a Nafkemino, what year is Shemitah? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, every 7 years is Shemitah. According to the Chachamim, you have a 50-year cycle. So it could possibly be that after a few cycles, and it's been thousands of years since the Shemitah cycles began, it could be that there is a discrepancy of a number of years between the years of Shemitah according to the Chachamim and the years of Shemitah according to Rabbi Yehuda. So in which case, it would be a very big chumrah. If you can't decide how to pass in this machlokes, so it would come out that there's a very big problem, and we'd have to keep 2 years of Shemitah, which the Marabach says that's very difficult. In fact, the Marabach says there's other machloikesin, that if you choshish for all the Shitas, then out of every 7 years, you would have to keep four of them as Shemitah Misopik, which is practically impossible to keep four out of 7 years of Shemitah and not plant anything. So in fact, we find that the Rambam says a very big chiddush. The Rambam, after he brings that his Shitah, that we pass in like the Chachamim, and every 50 years is a Yovel year, and that's not part of the Shemitah cycles. After that, the Rama brings down that the Ga'onim, the opinion of the Ga'onim is not like the Rama. The Ga'onim have a third opinion. The Ga'onim hold that really the Halach is like the Chacham, that there is a 50-year cycle, and after the 49th year, the 50th year is Yovel, and then the new Shemitah cycle does not start until the 51st year. However, says the Rambam in the name of the Ga'inim, this is only true until the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. At the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, where Klal Yisrael apparently stopped keeping the mitzvahs and the Kedusha of Yovel, from that time onwards, says the Ga'inim hold that we only count 7 year cycles, and we do not count the extra year for Yovel. So, according to the Sheet of the Ga'inim, up until the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, there would be an extra year added for Yovel, but from the time of the Churban and onwards, we only count 7 year cycles, and there is no Kedushas Yovel, and there isn't even a year that's considered a Yovel. The question is, how do we understand this? Mimonoshach, if we pass in like the Chachamim, so then there should always be an extra year for Yovel. If we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, so even before the Churban, there shouldn't be an extra year for Yovel. How do we understand this difference between what took place before the Churban Abayis and after the Churban Abayis? So we find in Chaim Soloveitchik, in Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Perek Tes, wants to suggest an answer to this question. He wants to explain the Sheet of the Ga'onim as follows. It says, the halacha is, and this is clear, that the hanhogas of Yovel, the mitzvahs and the kedusha of Yovel, definitely do not apply bizman hazeh. They definitely do not apply when you don't have Rav Yisrael, Shurin al Moslem, and most of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. That's true. However, aside for that fact, that if you don't have Rav Yisrael, Shurin al Moslem, the Torah says that there's a special mitzvah to count the years that lead up into Yovel. Torah says, Sfarat Mochem says, Sfarat Mochem says, Sfarat Mochem, that we count these 7 year cycles, count 49 years, and this, in fact, the Rambam counts it as a special mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on the Bezdin Agadol, to count the beginning of every year, what year it is, which is similar to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer that we count every night, and also similar to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer that we count the days and the weeks. So it says, the Rambam says, we count the actual year up to 49 years, then we also count which Shemitah cycle it's in. Then the Rambam says, once we get up to number 50, after we count these 49 years, there is a special mitzvah of Kiddush Yovel. There is a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Yovel. And according to the way that's understood by Rav Chaim, this is a mitzvah on the Bezdin, that Bezdin has to proclaim, just like Bezdin counted every year until Yovel, when the actual Yovel year arrives, Bezdin has to proclaim this year, that this year is considered the Yovel year. And when they say this year is the Yovel year, that year becomes Yovel. And that year will then be considered the Yovel year. And then whether there's an Isser to plant things, to do other things on Yovel, that will depend on whether it's Reib Shal Shrina or Mosna or not. But besides that, there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Ishnasa Yovel. It says Reb Chaim that the Gaonim hold that this halacha that Bezdin has to count the years until Yovel, and that Bezdin needs to be Mekadesh to Yovel, that is Ma'akiv. That is necessary in order for the Yovel year to be considered a Yovel year, in order to be considered Shnasa Yovel. If Bezdin, for some reason, would forget to count that year, they would forget a year. Or if Bezdin would count all the 49 years, and then the 50th year, they would not be Mekadesh the Yovel. In such a situation, the Shnasa Yovel would not exist. There would not be a Shnasa Yovel. Therefore, says Rav Chaim, the Gaonim hold that up until the Chorban, where we had a Sanhedrin, we had a Bezdin, the Bezdin would count, the Bezdin would be Kaddish the Yovel, so therefore there would be a Shnasa Yovel. The 50th year would be considered a Yovel year. And once the 50th year is a Yovel year, we don't start the new Shemitah cycle until year number 51. However, after the Chorban, the Bezdin decided to stop counting. They weren't either, it could be they decided to, or it could be they didn't have a mitzvah. It's not 100% clear. In any event, after the Churban, the Bezdin's counting was not done anymore. And the Kiddush of the Yovel can't be done, because if you don't have a seer, you can't be Mekadesh the Shnasa Yovel. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, that's why the Gaonim hold that even though the halacha is like the Chum, that there should be a Yovel year, but if Bezdin doesn't count, we cannot have such a year. Since we cannot have such an extra year, then we automatically skip that year and we go on to the next year. And therefore, today, Bisman Hazeh, after the Churban, the Gaonim say that immediately following the 49th year, we will immediately begin the first year of the next Shemitah cycle.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.